Hello, and welcome to another edition of the MotoGP OD podcast. Welcome to the show. My name is Bob. Thanks for joining us, and we have a fairly big show today. We're going to talk a little bit about track knowledge at Laguna Seca and how that's going to affect the riders in MotoGP when they go there next week. We're going to make a few comments about one of the things we talked about last time with Nick Harris. We have some Reddit on the internet commentary. So, first of all, I got some input about the last podcast where I said that Nick Harris means well. The gist of the comment was that meaning well doesn't cut it, and that Nick Harris should do a better job. Well, that's pretty much true. I didn't really mean to say that the fact that he means well is good enough, but I guess it did come across that way. And I think he does mean well, but in any event, he is a tad annoying. I watched the 250 race after I made the podcast, and during the warm-up lap, Matthew Roberts was talking about Casey Stoner second on the grid and Jorge Lorenzo on pole. And Nick Harris just barged right in to do an interview with Nicky Hayden, which is basically right and good to do a pit wall interview, except that it was a pretty lame interview. He asked him about the weather, starts off with that. Okay, valid question. Is it going to be a wet race? You know, it was a wet practice. How's that going to affect your riding? Okay, good. We've got some good questions going there. But, I asked him about the weather, et cetera, et cetera. Then he proceeds to just make small talk about, how it never rains at Laguna, does it? You might as well have just asked him his favorite color. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about, where Nick Harris needs to do a better job. So I'll stick by my previous judgment that he means well, but I agree that that isn't good enough. He really needs to pay a lot more attention to the details, like maybe getting the riders' names right for starters, and also not interrupt so much. This year, with Nick Harris in the paddock, that makes Matthew Roberts the play-by-play guy, and Nick Harris is just the color commentator. Remember Bob Uecker on Major League and how he treated his color guy? That's how it is. The announcer does most of the talking, and the color guy just comes in once in a while and should keep his mouth shut most of the time. Down in the paddock, Nick is watching the race on a jumbotron half the time. He doesn't have the timing screen right in front of him all the time like Matthew does, and he occasionally can't see the race at all if he's on the move. Maybe they need to get a third guy again, like they had last year. And while we're on the subject of Nick Harris, I seem to remember reading a press release it was about a year ago, at least. And, of course, I could not find it again on the internet. But I remember reading a press release that Nick Harris Media Communications does the MotoGP website. And, well, whoever does it, if you're listening, you need to fix it. The content is fantastic. The best racing website I've seen for content. But the interface is crap. Could they make it any more difficult to find the stuff that you're looking for? And all that flash. Yes, God, I hate it. I keep hitting the browser back button by mistake, and I end up back at the home page. And then there's no search. Lame. Plus, the thing that really pisses me off. Up until a few weeks ago, I could go to the race videos section and find out the number of the video that I wanted. Then I could enter a slightly different URL and download the entire race. Way cool. I have gigs and gigs of them saved up. When it was downloaded to my hard drive, I could view the race in a different player than the Windows Media Player, which is not very good. Windows Media is a good format. The Windows Media Player is terrible. But I could view them in a different player. I could skip ahead easily. All sorts of stuff that's really hard to do when it's just streaming off the internet. So, well, they fixed the security hole, those bastards, and now that trick doesn't work. But all in all, it's still a real good deal for that website. Well worth the 30 euros, so you might want to consider it if you're not already a subscriber. Even the free content that they have, all the photographs and everything, are fantastic. Desktops and wallpaper and whatnot for your computer. It's good stuff. Now, that brings me to the last Nick Harris media communication complaint that we're going to have today. This is kind of a big Nick Harris passing session. If this complaint also has anything to do with Nick Harris, which I'm not 100% sure of, but I know that he has this big contract with Dorna to produce the MotoGP and everything, so I'm just going on the assumption that he's in charge of making the show. So, have you seen the new intro to the broadcast this year? It's very cartoony. Ooh, fun. Well, let's listen to the music. Okay, that's kind of cool.
Are you ready, Boots?
What the hell? What was that? One more time.
Are you ready, Boots?
Are you ready, Boots? Are you kidding? What is this? Hello Kitty goes to MotoGP? They really need to fix that, because that just sucks. On to our next topic. We're going to talk a little bit about track knowledge at Laguna Seca and if it gives anybody an advantage. Will the riders that were previously in AMA and World Superbike and have raced at Laguna Seca more recently than some of the other MotoGP guys, do you think their track knowledge is going to be a significant advantage at Laguna Seca? MotoGP hasn't been to Laguna Seca since 1994, but AMA and World Superbike have done so every year since 95 for World Superbike and every year since 92 for AMA. So, does that mean that the riders that rode in these series previously have a big advantage over the rest of the MotoGP grid? Hayden, Edwards, Chaus, Bayless, Hopkins, and Roberts have all raced there. So have Checa, Barros, and Biaggi, as a matter of fact, but not with AMA or World Superbike. Now you're talking about half the grid that's already been there. Realistically, though, it's been a while since any of these guys raced at Laguna Seca, but they have raced there before, which might give them a leg up on the others that have never been there. Track knowledge leads to confidence, and confidence leads to performance. I'm not a racer, but I am a rider, and I know that if I'm on a road that I'm not familiar with, I will take it easy. Hopefully they have a little bit less fear of finding a patch of sand that flowed out of someone's driveway, but the principle is the same. One thing that is changing this year is they're giving them, I believe, another hour and a half of practice time on Friday to learn the track, which apparently is a little unusual. I'm not sure they've done that at all the other new tracks. But there are some safety concerns, and we might talk a little bit about that later on. With the Laguna Seca, turn one, there's pretty much a sheer wall that you can crash into if you miss the runoff area. There's a couple other turns that are a little sketchy. And it's one of the old-school racetracks, somewhat, of not as much runoff as the newer Formula One-style tracks that MotoGP races at so often. So there are some safety concerns, and one of the articles talked quite a bit about that. And like I said, I'd like to save that for later. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Like I said, many of the riders have raced at Laguna Seca before, and many of them have not. Unfortunately, it won't make much difference. For one, they're going to get extra practice time. Two, well, let's look. Hopkins is hampered by a mediocre motorcycle. Roberts has the added burden of being Roberts. Hayden might get a significant advantage. He's raced at Laguna Seca numerous times, and he's definitely got one of the best bikes, and I think he likes the track. It would be nice to see Hayden on the podium, and I think it's a possibility. Bayless also has one of the top bikes, in theory, but I'm not sure what's going on with him. He'll be lucky to be in the top eight. He seems to have some troubles with setup or something. Edwards will probably do well. I wouldn't be surprised to see him on the podium again. He's raced at Laguna Seca many times as well. He also seems to be coming to grips with the motorcycle. I think he'll probably do fairly well. I would not be surprised at all to see him on the podium. Chaus, on basically the same motorcycle as Edwards, just doesn't seem to be performing, which is a little disappointing. Now, granted, Chaus is on, in effect, a privateer team, not the factory team, or a satellite team rather than the factory team. So he may not be getting all the same parts and everything. I think Yamaha and Honda, they all have different policies of exactly how they treat their motorcyclists. But in any event, Chaus ain't doing that great. Biaggi and Checa raced here on 250s and Barros on a 500. But, you know, it was a long time ago. Biaggi might surprise us. He's had some special experience of crashing at Laguna Seca. But he might surprise us. He may come out of the woodwork at this one. I'd like to see that, actually. But the guy that I think will win the race is Rossi. He's on a roll, and I think he wants to keep it up. Despite never having raced at Laguna Seca, he can go out on the practice sessions and learn the track, as well as get his setup just the way he wants it. He's a master at going out, finding the problems with the bike, and saying, you know, let's fix this one problem at a time, and he can isolate exactly what he wants to fix and tell his team that this is what he wants to fix. And he's got Jeremy Burgess with him, and like it or not, that may be a big part of the formula of why he's doing so well. They're a team, and they work as a team, and he's just amazing. It may not be the same kind of runaway race that so many of them have been, but I really think that Rossi will win it. So I'm going to go out on a limb and predict Rossi, Gibernau, and Edwards for second and third. Melandre or Hayden for fourth or fifth. We'll just have to wait and see. Okay, here's a story that I read on the internet. I read it on the internet, so it must be true. I saw a post in an internet forum that had pictures of Marco Melandre with his mouth hanging open, which is kind of like his usual picture-taking pose. And then, of course, came the inevitable comments that he looked retarded and so forth. And now, you know, I try not to bag on anyone's looks because I don't think mine are anything special. And I certainly don't think it's cool to make fun of anyone that really is retarded. But Marco takes a pretty bad picture. He needs to work on that. Being a celebrity and all, he should at least keep his mouth shut and keep your hand out of your crotch, Marco. Come on, you're in the show now. You've got to act like it. So a little farther down the thread, people started saying he looks like somebody in the Village People or something, and then at that point the thread pretty much descended into the usual anarchy, and I kind of stopped paying attention. But I know who he really looks like, and it's not anybody in the Village People. If you've ever seen the movie UHF, It's a Weird Al movie. It's probably about 15 years old now. And Michael Richards, a.k.a. Kramer on Seinfeld, played a janitor in that movie. And that's who Marco Melandri looks like. Spitting image. Separated at birth. Seriously, you have to see it to believe it. So, okay. That's going to do it for the show today. Our next podcast will hopefully be next Friday. Actually, it might be a little early. I'll probably try to get it up on Thursday because on Friday I'll be heading out to drive down to Laguna Seca. Sometime after 6 o'clock I'll be showing up there and start getting ready for the big weekend. Can't wait for that. So listen to that show that's coming up. Like I said, it might be a short one, but I will get one up probably next Thursday. In the meantime, if you like what you hear on the show, or if you have any comments, or if you don't like what you hear, feel free to drop me a line. Email address is motogpod@motogpod.com. I appreciate hearing from you, and I appreciate your time to listen to me.